And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Joining us today is Dr. Sapna Delish, Head of Foundations at Oman Dental College in Oman. Dr. Sapna's topic is gamification in the ESL classroom. Welcome, Dr. Sapna.
Thank you. Thank you, Melanie.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about gamification in the ESL classroom?
Sure thing. I got interested in this topic in gamification in the classroom actually during the pandemic. And that's when I started doing a little more research on that. Although I used to incorporate a bit of gamification in my classroom before the pandemic, but when we switched, to online classes is when I felt it's more important and I thought it was more relevant to us as teachers. So, I feel in the field of second language learning, the instruction and the teaching methodology has become more technology oriented. And this adjustment in the teaching strategies is because of the kind of learners that we are currently receiving. And, we like to call them digital natives now. So, the way these students process the information is very different, from what we as probably students, assimilated during our times. So currently, I think the L2, educators are very aware of the need for change. And they have come to realize that incorporating more technology into the classroom and engages the students more, it enhances their motivation, in acquiring L2, which we all know as, students do struggle with, learning English as a second language. So, if I am to answer the question, what is gamification? It's basically a learning strategy where we use game design elements in a non-game setting. So it's basically a natural extension of a generational change in how people learn. So, to put it in simple terms, it's like many of our students have spent their formative years, learning through different mediated experiences like playing video games, using social networks or media, being in the online environment. And sometimes we have this tendency to dismiss these as bad habits or undesirable habits or traits, but I feel there is potential for us teachers to use them in our classrooms as pedagogic tools. So although gamification sounds really promising and it is really useful for us as educators, I believe it's very important for us to think of a few points before, we adopt it in our classroom or, we incorporate these, certain edtech tools in our classrooms. So one of the most important thing is, each student and each classroom is different. So we need to understand what is the need of a particular student or a particular group of students. So survey the students, see what their learning needs are, and then, you can incorporate, edtech tools. Also, another important point is to see if it aligns with your learning objectives rather than just a frivolous activity. So it's important that as a teacher, does it meet your objectives? Does it meet the LOs? Another thing is that I think we are all moving towards student-centered, teaching and learning, isn't it? So is it, it needs to be student-centered, because we are equipping students to become autonomous learners, taking responsibility for their own learning. And even to a certain extent, it helps in self-directed learning. Another point is that when we are using these kind of tools, it's important to make sure that, it's not too challenging for the students, wherein they get stressful and anxiety, anxious about the whole activity, or it's too easy that they, it veers towards boredom. So we should make it in such a way that there's a happy medium, otherwise it can be counterproductive. Like I said, these online edtech tools or gamification is interesting, and students do like it in the classroom. And you might ask why so, and that's because let's face it, games are addictive, and that's because students or individuals are intrinsically and extrinsically motivated. So, intrinsically motivated means they are, they have a natural inclination, innate desire to either learn or master that particular skill, to assimilate the information. They might be extrinsically motivated, gain awards or grades, or be on top of the leaderboard, or it could even be like money, not physical money, but online money. I think it's a combination of both, and it works. So coming to gamification, I'd like to talk about what are some of the obvious advantages, and where we have advantages, of course, we have disadvantages as well. So I'd just like to touch upon the pros and cons of gamification, based on my research in the topic and even my experiences in the classroom. So one of the first things is, of course, it improves student engagement, because I think on a very basic level, it appeals to our natural instinct to play, and games have this ability to transform even dull content into something interesting and engaging. Another plus is that it sparks friendly competition among students. It helps them to socially connect with each other. Especially if you're having an online session, I think it's, students are not physically connected to each other. So I think it really does help for them to get that sense of, being socially connected to each other, be part of that group. Students have that pride and, gain that confidence and pride in completing a particular task if they need to. Like I said, friendly competition is always good. And what studies have also shown is that it helps to improve knowledge absorption and retention. So, the learners are cognitively active, they're enjoying the learning process. So if you're enjoying the process, you feel genuine emotions at that point in time. And studies have shown that, the retention is higher of the content at that point. Students are able to make meaningful experiences. Gain meaningful experiences, and in a fun way, they are you know, they are meeting their learning objectives. Yes. Another important thing is that they get instant feedback. So, feedback is very important. I think as educators, we can always agree on that. So be it positive feedback or negative feedback. So it's kind of instantaneous. And, if they get something correct, they are able to progress. So that's a good way. And even if they get something wrong, they might lose a few points. But this whole experience does is that it helps to promote, mistake-driven learning, because we are providing a safe environment for students to experiment without the fear of failure.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Sapna. Let me interrupt you just to ask, sure, in closing, what are some of the EdTech tools available for teachers? What tools do you recommend?
All right, sure thing. So what I have kind of experimented with, and I do like working with, is I'm sure all of us know about Kahoot. So I do use Kahoot. It's an online tool that's available, and it's very user friendly. I do use quizzes, Quizlet Live. I have started using quite a bit of Padlet and Mentimeter. We have something called as ThinkLink. And if you want to go, device free, in the sense the students don't need to have a device with them, then we can use Bamboozle, in class. So these are some of the tools that I use, and I use it, mainly to teach and review, almost all the skills in class. And I find,
Dr. Sapna, yes. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Thank you so much. You have had so much to share. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's pleasure, absolute pleasure. Thank you.
This has been Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Thank you again, Dr. Sapna.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.